The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from a frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
How you doing, boss?
Great, how are you?
It's fantastic.
Oh, just,
We got lizards, we got bugs, we got nords, we got whites, we got tiny hats, we got rags, we got,
Yeah.
I'm ready to go home.
Yeah, I'm ready to be done.
I'm tired of all... I just want a little shark dog to carry me through the stuff.
Bro.
We'll talk about that because we have a new friend. His name is Yiff. So.
God bless him.
God, boy, you ain't a kidding. All right, coming up on this week's show, we'll talk about Ted Turner, Clarence Carter, Trump, China, Israel, all that nonsense. Our top 10 list for this week, something a little different. Our favorite fictional schools.
Oh, my.
It's a little different. It's not... Well, I guess you could get drunk at school. God knows I did. So, yeah. Of course you can. All right. You ready to get into this? We took last week off because, let's be honest, it's the same shit every week, really. It really is. It's
every week.
We get tired of saying we told you so.
Well, it was Mother's Day last week. So
that's
you know.
True. Yes, it was. Happy birthday to all the moms out there. I guess it's your birthday or someday you celebrate. Hopefully your kids did good. And if not, fuck them. Not literally. Some of you weird mother. Just saying.
Yeah.
All right. TV news this week. We'll start. Actress Jamie Presley, best known from My Name is Earl and some... Was she in Joe Dirt?
Yes.
Yes? Question mark. Well, she's joining OnlyFans.
Who?
Jamie Presley.
That's what I thought you said.
But she is not the only mainstream actress to be doing so, as Trisha Helfer from Battlestar Galactica has also reportedly joined the platform.
Why?
They're not getting roles? Presley said it's a way for her to connect with her fans and do it in her own way. So...
I mean, I guess.
I'll. Okay.
Oy vey.
Yeah, that's who owns it. It's not a conspiracy theory. All right, this next one kind of pisses me off. Disney owned Fox. Guess what show they're bringing back, Vince?
I don't know.
A contemporary reimagining of the Michael Landon classic Highway to Heaven. We'll be done by Jason Kadams, who did Friday Night Lights and Parenthood. We'll premiere during the 27-28 TV season. It will keep the original's uplifting emotional storytelling and themes of compassion, humanity, and second chances. But it will be an original spin on the premise of a probationary angel sent to Earth to earn his wings. How anti-Christian are they going to make Highway to Heaven?
It's going to be awful.
Yeah, it'll be Highway to Allah.
Highway to Sodom and Gomorrah is where it's going to head.
Yeah.
That's it.
Episode 1, he takes an altar boy and makes him trans.
Yeah, that's...
Starring Ellen Page.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can't wait. Good job, Disney. Speaking of streaming services doing things, it's early. Fuck off. Peacock is going into the Vin Diesel business. There are 4 new live-action Fast and Furious TV shows in the works. Diesel said, for the last decade, we have realized that the fans have wanted more. They wanted us to expand the legacy characters and their stories. So, four in development, you'll probably get one.
Yeah.
Peacock needs something. They're struggling bad. The only thing, since they lost the WWE thing, the only thing they really have is sports and Samoa Joe's Sweet Tooth. So, that's a fun show, by the way. Just saying, Twisted Metal, it's a fun turn-your-brain-off show.
Honestly, just fucking go to the library and fucking get movies and TV shows and shit.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't even know why we're paying for it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, I know. We have a debut date for the Friday the 13th prequel series, Crystal Lake. It will premiere, I think this is Peacock as well. Maybe not. October 15th. And will star Linda Cardellini as Pamela Voorhees. I like her, so I'll give it a shot. We'll see. We have more casting for Ryan Coogler's X-Files, Ooga Booga. Amy Madigan, Devery Jacobs, Tantu Cardinal.
Oh, yeah?
And the one that surprised me, please God, let him be playing the cigarette-smoking man, Steve Buscemi. I could see him as a young cigarette-smoking man, or their version of it. You know, for Urban X-Files.
I could... I'm not gonna watch that shit.
I'm not either, but you know.
I'm not gonna. You know what? I'm gonna watch. I'm gonna watch old reruns of fucking Kolchak the Night Stalker. That's what I'm gonna watch.
There you go.
Thank you, Justin.
You're welcome. Oh, that's right. I did buy that for you.
Yes, you did.
I forgot that I had purchased that for you. Yay! I did something.
Mm-hmm.
Besides sitting here mainlining coffee.
That's yeah.
A big name has joined the cast of Fallout for season 3. He's back on TV, bitches. Aaron Paul. Of course, from Breaking Bad.
Huh.
I don't know word on who he's playing or anything like that, but he has joined the cast. So him and Walton Goggins in the same show. I'll be all right with that. Reacher has been officially renewed for season 5 ahead of its season 4 debut. Should Alan Richardson be playing Batman?
That's a big Batman.
He's a big dude.
Which Gotham by Gaslight Batman?
Absolute Batman. Their Ultimate Universe? Oh, I can see that. Yeah. I can see that. You go back and watch like Blue Mountain State, where kind of he got his first big break to now, and you're like, it doesn't look like it, only looks like the same dude in the face. It's like he grew a foot and put on 200 pounds of pure muscle. It's the completely different look. So, all right. Last thing for TV news. You remember when Doctor Who was good?
Yeah. With the guy with the fucking scarf, right?
Well, the classics, yes, but I mean modern, starting in 05.
Oh, yeah, with Eccleston or whatever.
Eccleston, and then it went to Tennant and Smith.
Yeah.
And then Capaldi, and then it fell off a fucking cliff. Well, you can watch the old ones if you have AMC Plus, because they now have the exclusive rights to the modern Doctor Who. That will start on June 11th. So if you have AMC Plus, you can actually watch the good ones. Because remember, Disney dropped them. Because of all the female doctor, black woke doctor, how do we kill a franchise quicker than Star Wars shit they did. But, yeah. All right, let's go to movie news. And hey, speaking of Star Wars... Apparently, Mandalorian and Grogu is testing low.
No shit.
But, so somebody put this online, and I'm just going to read it off. Be a Disney executive. Pay $4 billion for Lucasfilm in 2012. Greenlight a new trilogy to print money. Force Awakens hits $2 billion. You're doing good. Last Jedi split the fan base. Rise of Skywalker barely cleared $1 billion. Teens now call Star Wars out of order. Mandalorian and Grogu tracks franchise low. You can't admit your trilogy failed. Shareholders are watching. You tell Filoni that sequels need to be branched off. Cast members at parks start citing a time portal. This is important. They're telling people, like the people that play the characters at the parks, start talking about this fucking time portal thing. May the 4th merch quietly drops the sequels. Now the rumor is that the Ahsoka finale will sever this timeline. So the $4 billion you paid for all of this new Star Wars stuff is going to, it sounds like it's going to get filed under alternate universe because Disney can't admit mistake. So all the Poe, Rey Skywalker, all this is apparently, rumor is, going to be yeah, that was an alternate Star Wars universe. That's not our main canon.
No.
I'm like, oh, man. Just when you thought it couldn't get worse, we're going to do time portals.
Well, they got to fix it.
How would you go about fixing it if you keep everything canon?
You have... Okay, this is the thing. And it's going to suck, but they're going to have to get new actors. They're going to have to get a new Han, a new Luke, a new Leia.
We have a Lando.
Right.
We already have Lando.
Right, you got a Lando. Okay, so I would say Jamie Costa for Han. Sebastian Stan for Luke.
Absolutely.
And some fucking brunette for Leia.
Sydney Sweeney. Just dye her hair.
I kind of want her to kind of look like her.
There are no bras in space.
I don't know. I don't think. Let's not do Sydney Sweeney.
All right, fine.
I don't. Just we'll nail it down earlier or later. You start up with the books right after Jedi movie.
Yep, as it should have been.
As it should have been. You got Luke opening the fucking Jedi Academy back up on Coruscant, and the new heavy is Grand Admiral Thrawn.
Thrawn, yeah.
That's it. Leia becomes force sensitive. You start the fucking movies from the books.
Yeah.
They could have made so much money off of that. All these fucking nerds would have just been walking in there and throwing their fucking money at the fucking, just taking their wallets out and throwing it.
And it
take my money.
The books then go into the next generation because you get Jason. Then you get Mara Jade. Then, you know. And that builds for your next sequels and trilogies, and it was right there, all laid out.
Yeah,
literally all.
That fucking stupid cunt. What's her name?
Kathleen Kennedy.
She fucking. Oh, we don't have a reference material like we did with the comic books.
You have literally 70 books.
Yeah. You're making a movie every 2 years. What?
The Force is female.
Yeah, it was, and you fucked it up. Thanks, ladies. Yeah, you had your shot and you fucked it up.
You made your movies during your one fun week a month. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, oh, shit.
But yeah, that's how you fix Star Wars. You go, oops. Okay, if we're going to alternate universe the race shit, cool. That's all forgotten. Books on. Because you get Thrawn, and then after Thrawn, it goes into like the Yuuzhan Vong. And the cartels, and yeah.
And you're pumping out a movie, what, every 2 years?
Yeah, every two or three.
You got 140 years worth of fucking Star Wars movies.
And you put Sam Witwer, Dave Filoni,
Jesus.
Well, maybe not Filoni. Let Filoni direct. He shouldn't be overall. He put Witwer as head of creative.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
He's a bigger Star Wars nerd than Filoni, and Filoni did fucking Clone Wars. All right.
Yeah.
Sam Witwer should be running Lucasfilm. So,
yeah, I don't know.
By that. All right. Speaking of Star Wars and former actors, Mark Hamill had to delete a post he put that showed Trump in a grave, and issued one a non-apology, really, after the White House came out and blasted him as a sick individual. This was after the assassination attempt and all this. And if any actors are listening, it's real simple. Normal people, the fans, the people you're supposed to be catering to make money for your business, right? We don't want to hear about your fucking politics. You can have your opinion. That's cool. Not in the shit.
Yeah, just fucking... What the fuck?
You're supposed to be as open, because you want everybody, both sides, all sides, to come see your shit and make money. Not, well, I'm going to alienate 80% of my audience with my far-left bullshit. No, nobody gives a fuck. Stop.
Yeah, no shit.
That's how you get people saying, oh, he's in it? Oh, fucking, I ain't spending money on that. That's literally talking yourself out of a job.
Right.
Which is retarded.
They don't care.
No, because the people that their bosses are the same, they think the same way.
Yeah, is Trump a shithead? Yeah. Yeah, but quit doing that shit.
Do I need to put a thing where he's in a grave and...
Yeah, dude, quit doing that shit.
Yeah, no. You're retarded. Stop it.
Yeah, quit.
That makes me not want to go back and watch your old stuff now. Right. Because it's like, oh, yeah, that guy's a dick.
You can't do that shit.
You know who? You know what actor who has since had a renaissance in the last decade? You never hear him do any political shit.
What?
And they're like a huge name. Indianapolis' own Brendan Fraser.
I love Brendan Fraser.
You never, I do too. You never hear him. I don't know his political things. I don't care. Does he make good shit? Yeah. Was he awesome as fucking Robot Man? Fuck yeah. Watch Doom Patrol. That's good shit.
Yeah, there was a show that didn't get enough fucking love.
That's for sure. Especially when they go into the town and Flexo's there. And yeah, I can't describe that anymore. He thought The Boys was weird. They took it from Doom Patrol, by the way. All right, moving on here. Warner Brothers is making a Westworld movie. Did you watch the series?
No, hell no. Why the fuck would I do that? No Yul Brynner, no me watchy.
Ah, that's true. Yeah, that's good shit. The old one. I think I watched a little bit of... I think I watched a few episodes because it had like Ed Harris in it, and I like Ed Harris. But then it started just getting wacky, and I'm like, all right, this is beyond me. But yeah, you're getting a new movie from Warner Brothers, so there you go. We have an update on Voltron, Vince. This is the Henry Cavill, Sterling Brown, Rita Ora movie that is, I believe, already filmed. I think they're done filming it because Cavill's doing, he's already filming Highlander now. The live-action Voltron will skip theaters and go directly to Prime Video.
Money.
Yep. I'm going to watch it. So, did you see, did I send you the picture of where they're filming Highlander and the guy brought Henry Cavill Warhammer minis?
Yeah, I saw your picture,
and
yeah.
He looks like a fucking retarded Chuck E. Cheese. He's so happy, and he just has that fanboy, just pure pleasure and happiness on his face.
I wonder if he's playing the female custodes or not.
Probably not.
He's still playing that game, right?
Oh, yeah, he's, yeah. But apparently he signed a helmet for the shop that brought him the things, and that's like their prize thing in the window now. But he's a nerd. He likes his nerd shit. He's seemingly a good guy. So, all right. Last thing for movie news this week, and we're ending sad here. Donald Gibb passed away. Best known as Ogre from Revenge of the Nerds. He was a Bloodsport. He was in a shit ton of stuff.
Nerds.
Yeah, apparently passed away Tuesday night due to health complications, according to his family. He passed away surrounded by family at his home in Texas. So.
Nerds.
That sucks, man. That was Van Damme's bud in fucking Bloodsport, too.
Yeah.
Killed by Tong Po.
Fuck, man.
Fucking Tong Po. Whatever happened to that guy?
Last I knew, and this was like 15, 20 years ago, he had did a movie in China with Sammo Hung.
No shit.
Yeah. I think he's still around. But I don't know. But yeah, that sucks that Ogre's gone. So, all right. Man, we're losing Revenge of the Nerds cast left and right. Either death or jail. Damn, somebody, man, put bubble wrap around Lamar immediately. Give him a fucking IV of Cabanuva or something.
Hey.
Hey, that joke's for three people, and they all just laughed, all right?
You ever see Fear of a Black Hat? You ever see that movie?
Yes, but it's been a long time.
I love that movie.
All right, let's get to some comic book news this week. Really, the only news is Marvel is starting their own horror imprint. Later this year, I think they're calling it Midnight. You're getting three horror books. You're getting Midnight X-Men, which is going to be basically the big book, and it's going to be written by Jonathan Hickman. The X-Men no longer fight for acceptance. They hunger for blood. So we're getting Vampire Storm. Midnight Spider-Man, with great power comes something monstrous. So I'm guessing that's going to be Man-Spider, right?
Oh, my.
And Midnight Fantastic Four, the tagline is, they venture into the unknown to unleash terror. So, instead of a horror imprint with actual, you know, new horror stories, they're just kind of, let's turn all our guys vampires, which DC's already did with DC versus Vampires. It really sounds like they're copying DC, so.
Marvel's. We do Marvel Vampires, right?
Yeah. Jeff. We'll just get Jeff. Jeff. I knew that's where you were going with it, too.
Oh, that guy.
Again, you know what?
X-Men should be good because Hickman's writing it, but we'll see.
I know it's not video game news yet, but I played like two or three other games after, like, later last night.
Yeah.
And that build is gaining some popularity.
The bubble build?
Yep.
Yeah.
I had two Jeffs doing it. I was like, okay. So Jeff's going to be the new Thor.
Jeff is the boss assassin, but we'll talk about that here in a minute. Yeah. Your recommendations for books that came out this week. There's actually quite a few. I found a new website because my other one has went away thanks to copyrights and Disney bullshit. Transformers 32, Absolute Batman 20, Ninja Turtles 18, Spawn 375. This book, this D'Ork book, is turning out to be big. Issue 4 just came out. This is Image's. This is going to get turned into a movie or a series. I'm telling you right now. G.I. Joe 328. This is the Larry Hama book. Space Ghost 11. He-Man 5. Thundercats Silverhawks 2. Mum-Ra gets his own book with a number 1. And just for Vince, Archie versus the Army of Darkness, Issue 4.
So. God damn it.
Jughead meets Ash. So there you go. I like, what was the first Archie crossover that just made you go, well, that makes no sense? Was it the Punisher one?
I think it was the Punisher one. Like, why would you do that?
Why is Frank ending up in Riverdale of all fucking places?
Yeah, yeah. Right?
Yeah. But hey. It's fun. Read the book. Just relax. The really real world sucks. You need distraction.
So. Oh, the really real world is not good.
Balls. Yeah. All right. Let's get to some wrestling news. Raja Jackson, this is the son of Quentin Rampage Jackson, has cut a deal with California prosecutors to close his criminal case. This is the one where he beat Psycho Stu in the wrestling ring and like gave him brain damage and all this. But hey, nothing bad's going to happen. Slated to be sentenced late June, a representative for the district attorney's office said his anticipated sentence, 90 days in jail and $80,000 restitution with 2 years of probation for almost beating a man to death. Now, if the races were reversed in this role, and it was a white guy beating a black guy damn near to death in a ring, he'd be looking at 20 to life.
Yeah.
And you can say that's racist, but you can't say I'm wrong.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
There you go. That's, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We have the lineup for season 7 of Dark Side of the Ring. We'll start with a 3-part series on Jeff Jarrett and TNA. That ought to be a little interesting. Additional episodes for the season will cover Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff, The Big Boss Man, Missy Hyatt, Zach Gowen, Rick Wilson, who was the Renegade, the knockoff Ultimate Warrior, and the infamous match between Samoa Joe and the Necro Butcher. Yeah, that match is something, but I wish they would actually do like the stuff that really needs investigated, like the Ring Boy scandal, the Janelle Grant thing. They did the steroid trial episode. There's other things in wrestling that should be investigated more for this series than instead of basically these are biography episodes now. But
mm-hmm.
I don't know. The Samoa Joe Necro Butcher one ought to be fun to watch, so. Next story here, AEW is suing Triller TV for $5 million in overdue payments. AEW's lawsuit reveals pay-per-view splits. Separately, Triller is suing its parent company for abandonment and to consider bankruptcy. That's Flips Media, I think, is the parent company. The court granted Flips Media's request to fast-track that case. So Triller's suing their parent company, and AEW is suing Triller for unpaid, for not being paid. So this is all just fuckery going around. That's why the My AEW thing was started, because Triller wasn't paying them. Hey, we got, you know, do our thing to get the money that we're owed. Don't mess with a con and money. That's what it is here.
Right.
I saw this yesterday. This is sad. Marty Jannetty has undergone foot amputation. Jannetty has been suffering from sepsis and chronic ankle issues for years, and underwent the procedure sometime within the last few weeks. So that sucks. Marty ain't got a foot. Buff Bagwell ain't got a leg. At least they're still alive, which is, for Jannetty, saying something.
No shit.
We have a passing here, a couple passings in wrestling news. Barry Blaustein, who was the director of the fantastic documentary Beyond the Mat, passed away this week. Which for a lot of people was the first kind of behind the scenes they ever saw of wrestling. And, of course, the most famous thing in it is the Mankind versus The Rock match where Mick took, like, 17 chair shots unprotected to the head.
Sure.
And you see his wife and kids are just all freaked out. And for a lot of people, that was the first, like, oh, shit, behind the scenes type of thing.
He really blew that up, though.
True. The other passing, of course, this is the big one, Ted Turner. Of course, creator of CNN, Cartoon Network, WCW, Passed away this week at the age of 87. So, not all those decisions were good. I mean, shit, he married Jane Fonda and wanted world depopulation, but
Hanoi Jane.
Well, he helped depop, so there you go. All right, that's it for wrestling news. Vince, it's time for video game news. Oh boy,
Nintendo Switch 2. You better buy it now because it's going up $50.
Really?
Why?
Chips, probably.
Is nobody playing it now?
I don't know.
Vintage Disney-like shooter Mouse PI for Hire, which stars Troy Baker, has sold so well, its publisher has made all invested money back.
I've seen a lot of people playing that, by the way.
There was a guy from IGN who said it looks stupid. He did like a video review of it. It's dumb. It's this. It's that. Blah, blah, blah. He gave it like a 6 out of 10. It did worse than Concord.
Really?
Or Dustborn or whatever. He did one of them. He reviewed it shitty, and everybody's like, you're a fucking idiot. IGN is fucking dumb.
I did see somebody modded it because they were playing it on PC. Because it's a black and white game, so like when you shoot the enemies, the blood is black, but they modded it to where the blood is red.
It looks cool.
It does.
I don't know.
It's just first person too.
Yeah, just go buy it. It looks awesome. Yoshi and the Mysterious Book: An Appetite for Discovery will be coming to Nintendo Switch 2. It's like a side scroller. It looks okay. This is still very insane to see. Halo Campaign Evolved is stocking PS5 shelves in GameStop. Halo is on PS5.
What's the world coming to?
Nothing like a shotty to the face when you're trying to sword somebody.
Sorry to interrupt. Do you have the thing about GameStop?
I don't.
eBay? Okay. GameStop put in a bid to buy eBay.
Oh, that's right. I saw that.
The bid was denied for now. Apparently, eBay wants a little bit more money, but that could possibly be happening.
They don't have GameStop anymore.
GameStop took the Best Buy girl for their ads. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Forza Horizon 6 immediately beats his predecessor's all-time Steam record with 130,000 concurrent players. And that's only counting people willing to pay the $120 for early access. Bro.
Jeez.
$120!
That's dumb. I know.
Why? I don't know. I don't get it. Let's see. Where was that other one? As Terraria turns 15, ReLogic confirms crossplay is soon, and that updates will continue beyond 1.4.6.
So many people play Terraria.
Still.
Yes.
I don't even know how they'd make a second Terraria. I don't even know how they'd make it look. They'd have to be like 3D. You know what I mean? It'd have to be like side-scroller 3D.
Yeah.
It's the only way they could do it.
Yeah, but still so many people play that. It has a very, probably one of the more dedicated and loyal fan bases.
Oh, yeah.
There are Terraria people. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. No, it's awful on consoles. Don't buy it on consoles. If you can, get it on the PC.
Yeah,
we bought it for the PlayStation and it was bad. I took it back the next day. I was like, dude, this is unplayable. He's like, yeah. Subnautica 2 explodes out of the airlock with 2 million copies sold in just 12 hours.
I saw people playing it last night. It is on Xbox Game Pass.
2 million copies.
Yeah. It looks interesting. I'm just saying. I haven't downloaded it to try it yet, but I'm thinking about it.
Last thing I got, Fortnite, new season dropped. Overwatch.
The Overwatch update. It is kicking up player count. I will say that. There are more people playing because of the Overwatch collab.
They got like in Zero Build, there's pocket items.
Yes, thank God.
Yeah, you got a little.
You push your build button, and it's shockwaves, med mist, or is it smoke grenades?
I don't know. I just always keep a fucking bouncy in there.
But you can change it at vending machines.
Yeah. I always just keep a fucking shockwave grenade in it.
Yeah. And you have the Overwatch pistol, the Tracer pistols.
It's wonky. I don't like the first person. The Vans, the reboots are way faster.
And as I did last night, after you left, sir, you can revive with the Mercy Staff. You don't have to be near the player you're reviving. If you hit the Mercy Staff, the heal, your knocked teammate, it can revive them.
Really?
Yes. I did that for the boss. Because he was like on the other side of the river, and I was hitting him with the staff and reviving him. So
no shit.
Yeah. So that is actually a very handy thing. And apparently if multiple people have the staffs, they can all do it at the same time, and it's almost like instant heals and revives. So yeah. that being part of the update was good. So
no shit.
Yep.
Well, I played a little bit this morning. It was all right.
But then we have the Rivals talk, and talk about Rivals.
Rivals. Oh, the Thor build is broken. The let's see.
The new Jeff Bubble build is amazing. Thank you to our new buddy, Jeff.
Yeah.
I know you don't listen. You don't know us, but yeah, you.
Yeah, no shit.
You saved us because we were stuck.
God, we made it to what? 135?
We've done 135.
I could have kept going.
Oh, I know. We get back on and he's on, man. We might, because it Blood Hunt ends with level 160. If I saw right.
Yeah.
Man, if we can get us and another Jeff or a crowd control squirrel girl, just saying, we might be able to pull it off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. And no more Thors. There's like 15 Thors in the game.
Yeah.
Quit.
All right. That it for video games?
That's it. That's all I got, man. I'm not real.
Oh, I know.
I love you guys. I'm tired.
It's early. All right. We'll go to music. Rolling Stone is coming under fire because they have moved Eric Clapton.
No, oh, saw this.
Out of their top 10 guitar players of all time, they've now ranked him number 35. Do you know the reason they moved him?
Yeah, for he didn't want to take the COVID shot.
That's exactly their reasoning. They admitted that his stance on the COVID vaccine is why they moved him from top 10 to number 35 of all time. Not his playing, which is what the list is supposed to be, but his political view.
It makes no sense. It makes zero sense. Here, the guy, Trump, the guy they hate, is the one who pushed Operation Warp Speed.
Yeah.
You would think they'd be like, you know, maybe that wasn't such a good idea.
Or maybe a music thing should do it, get this, shocking, I know, based on the fucking music. You know?
Well, I know all the people that are taking those shots are sick every year.
Yep. Just saying. All right, moving on here. Aerosmith singer Steven Tyler is headed to civil court over accusations of grooming, sexually assaulting, and impregnating a 16-year-old in the 1970s. The plaintiff says that Tyler confessed to all this in his 2011 autobiography. Statute of limitations has passed for criminal, so this is going to civil court. And not a single person is shocked by this.
They all did it.
Yeah, they all did it. I mean, go back to the 90s where he was putting his young daughter dressed provocatively in his music videos.
You can't talk about that stuff.
I'm just saying.
No, I hear you.
The last thing for music news, this is sad. Point Tony, Clarence Carter passed away this week.
Clarence Carter.
The legendary Blind Soul singer behind countless R&B classics passed away at the age of 90.
He stroked.
He was stroking.
He was stroking.
That's what literally took him.
He was stroking. That's what he'd be doing.
What happened. He was stroking.
Yep. Irony.
Yeah, that's all we got. All right, that's it for music news. We're going to take a break, play Song of the Week, plug our friends on our network, and when we come back, will be time for our top 10 list of fictional schools.
When I start making love, I don't just make love, I be stroking. That's what I be doing. I be stroking. I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west. I stroke it to the woman that I love the best. I be stroking. Let me ask you something. What time of the day do you like to make love? Have you ever made love just before breakfast? Have you ever made love while you watch the Late Late Show? Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever made love on a couch? Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever made love on the back seat of a car? I remember one time I made love on the back seat of a car, and the police came and shined his light on me, and I said, I'm stroking. That's what I'm doing. I be stroking. I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west, and I stroke it to the woman that I love the best. I be stroking. Let me ask you something. How long has it been since you made love? Huh? Did you make love yesterday? Did you make love last week? Did you make love last year? Or maybe it might be that you're planning on making love tonight. But just remember, when you start making love, you make it hard, long, soft, short, and be stroking. I be stroking. I stroke it to the east, and I stroke it to the west. When I start making love to my woman, I don't stop until I know she's satisfied. And I can always tell when she gets satisfied, because when she gets satisfied, she start calling my name. She said, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter. Ooh, shit, Clarence Carter. The other night, I was stroking my woman, and it got so good to her. You know what she told me? Let me tell you what she told me. She said, stroke it, Clarence Carter, but don't stroke so fast. If my stuff ain't tight enough, you can stick it up my... Oh, I be stroking. I be stroking. I stroke it to the east, and I stroke. I be stroking.
It's time for your weekly lineup of shows on the Shining Wizards Network. Start your week with the latest from Gorilla Brain, featuring the year of Duke and Roe, covering a year's worth of classic wrestling. And the Tots Pod, introducing the world to wrestling figure collecting. Follow up with 30 Screams or Less, a weekly review of horror movies in 30 minutes or less. And the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling. The Network Week continues with the Mark Order, your place for everything AEW. And the ROH Revelry, covering everything in the history of Ring of Honor. Later, it's Radioactive Metal, bringing you everything from the world of heavy metal music. An Inconclusive Breakdown, keeping you up to date on everything happening in the world. The Shining Wizards Network is also the home to other great shows, like The Brocast, your watch-along podcast from Down Under. Turnbuckle Throwbacks, paying homage to the greatest shows in the history of pro wrestling. Wrestling Night in Canada, a focus on wrestling with a North of the Border spin. And Going Underground, a show that takes you back through the history of Lucha Underground. Enjoy all of the amazing shows on the Shining Wizards Network, available wherever you listen to podcasts and at ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. It's the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
And we are back.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's time for our top 10 list this week. Fictional schools. Now, I will preface mine by saying these are places that I wouldn't mind attending except for two of them. So, but the two that I wouldn't want to go to are, you know, famous and they had to make a list. So, Vince, start us off with your number 10.
James Buchanan High School. Welcome back, Kata.
Ah, fair. That's a deep cut. I like that. Didn't make my list, though. Yeah, you're going to sit next to Horse Shack and just make fun of this tiny hat. I know how this is going.
Your nose is big.
Speaking of that, did you see the recent pics of Travolta where everybody's saying it's not him?
No.
It can? Man, if he got work done, he needs to sue whoever did it. It does not look right, so... All right, my number 10, I'm going to go to a high school that has teens with attitude. Give me Angel Grove High School.
Oh, I didn't even have Angel Grove. No, you wouldn't want to go to Angel Grove.
No, because kaiju.
Jesus.
the Power Rangers, that school gets tore up every week. Power Rangers trying to save it. So, all right, number 9.
Faber College from Animal House.
Oh, very good. That's a good one.
Knowledge is good.
Knowledge is good. Oh, yeah. My number 9, I think I went a little back even from yours. Give me Rydell High School.
Oh, Greece.
Yes.
Oh, man. Olivia Newton-John was so hot in that fucking movie.
Yes. That winner, yeah.
Yeah, and then fucking John Travolta got back and acted gay.
Imagine that. Travolta's back on the list.
I mean, hey, I don't know you. Hey,
hey, why don't you dance over here? Hey. Number 8.
Degrassi Community Schools.
Oh, thank I would just want to go. I just want to go there to see Drake get shot. Let's be honest. Jay and Bob show up and Drake gets shot. That's a good week at school, man. Yeah. All the shootings we had at school, nobody, you know, ended up in a wheelchair and then being a famous rapper. I'm just saying.
Yeah, and everybody smoked weed and ate shrooms at my high school, so.
Mine had the first one I went to had a lot of, there was a lot of firepower in the lockers, let's say. So
we were cool as shit in our high school.
Yeah. Well, your high school was also bought and paid for by
a keep certain going. White next organ. One, next right. one, come on.
My number 8. West Beverly High.
Oh, my.
90210. I don't know if I'd actually go to that one, but it's famous. So, number 7.
Shermer High School, speaking of Jay and Silent
Fucking
Bob.
Fucking higher on the list, yes.
There's no Shermer in Shermer, Illinois.
That's right.
Make fat bank.
My number 7, it has to be on the list because it's Hogwarts.
I didn't even have it.
Yeah, I didn't really want to put it on there, but I mean, when you look up fictional schools, it is always number one.
No, so, Americans.
That's true. So you would be like the outlier of outliers. And
you would think the American kids, you know, oi, we got a problem with the evil wizards. And the American kids would just pull out a Glock, you know?
Bang, yeah.
Bang.
The fucking Indiana Jones, that shit.
Yeah.
But Alan Rickman's a teacher. The voice of God. So, I mean, I would have to do that. All right, number six.
Ridgemont High School. Mr. Hand.
That's a good pick.
And fucking, what's her name, getting her titties out.
Yeah. Damn, that's a good pick. Yeah. That's better than my number six. Well, maybe not better, but mine's a little different. Jesse Spano, Bayside High.
Higher on the list.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, that's...
That's our kid. That's our childhood,
man. It really is, yeah. That's... All right, number five.
Springfield Elementary.
A little higher on the list, yeah. That's our childhood.
Yeah, I know, I...
Yeah. My number five, one of my only two colleges on the list, Greendale Community College.
Oh, from a community?
Just so I can have the teacher go, gay! Plus, I wouldn't be the weirdest one there because Abed's there. So,
right. Yeah.
Number four.
South Park Elementary.
I see, this is where I got Springfield Elementary. Ah, yeah.
We switched it. I mean, kind of.
I didn't have South Park Elementary. I don't have that on my list.
When South Park used to be good.
Oh, first season? When it was paper?
Oh, first and second season were fucking hilarious.
Yeah. It's like The Simpsons. It all went downhill after Mr. Plow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Number three.
Grand Lakes University. Thornton Mellon. We'll be doing the triple Lindy.
Yes. Back to school. That's a good fucking
quote. Fucking love. Damn. Back to school. We can quote back to school all day.
Yeah.
Your wife was just showing us her clips. Oh, you too. It's a marvelous piece. Oh, the painting.
Oh, fucking Rodney. God bless. There ain't never going to be another Rodney.
No. No, never. Never, ever.
All right. Well, this is what, three?
Yeah.
This is where I got Shermer. I just want to go to detention.
Yeah.
You mess with the bully, get the horns.
He showed up to school, though. That's the worst part.
Yeah. You're supposed to be the rebel, but you still showed up for detention.
You still schooled up. You still showed up for fucking Saturday school. You're this drug dealer. You're making this fucking cash. You still showed up.
And you're still hot rodding Transformers, and so fuck you, Judd Nelson. So. That's a vendetta from the 80s that'll never go away.
All yeah. Right.
Number two.
Adams College.
Ooh.
Lambda, 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 and Omega Mu.
I didn't have that. That's a good... You had
Adams College.
No, that's a great pick. Damn.
Cringe of the Nerds, baby.
Yeah, we might have the same number one.
No, we don't.
We might.
You've already had it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, go ahead. What's your number one?
All right, I'm at number two.
Oh, what's your number two?
Xavier School for Gifted Youngsters.
I didn't have it.
All the weirdos are at the X-Men school. All right, you're number one.
Bayside.
Oh, wow.
Fucking.
I swore we were going to have the same number one.
Bro, say by the bell.
Yeah.
And then you look back and you're like, Zach. You watch those videos, Zach Morris is a dick or whatever.
Yeah.
Zach Morris is trash.
Yes.
He really was.
Yeah.
I can't even go back and watch that TV show anymore. Because he was an asshole. Like, what the fuck were you guys doing?
Right? No, I am absolutely shocked that you do not have the same number one as me.
What?
Starfleet Academy.
No, goddamn, I totally forgot about that. I totally forgot about Starfleet Academy. I think because Starfleet Academy, they've broken me. They've made me sad.
I can't deny that. That's, yeah. the old Starfleet Academy, let's say that.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, that was fun. Those are good lists. I like that. All right, no listener picks because I didn't put it in the group because I got lazy. So we will go on this part of the show. Did you see these stories from Clown World? I don't wanna.
I don't either.
Yeah. But we will, because that's what we don't get paid to do. So, a Pennsylvania Democrat Senate candidate, Raymond Chandler, no, not that Raymond Chandler, not the author, but this Democrat has been arrested after leaving multiple voicemails threatening to kill Senator John Fetterman's 13-year-old daughter, as well as President Trump.
Well, why are you? Why?
Well, I don't like how they vote. I want to kill them. You know what? Feet first in the chipper. You're going after a kid. Let's jump in.
Yeah, I can't. Like... Bro.
We really need a chipper.
What the fuck are we sponsorship. Doing? Yeah, no shit.
You're threatening kids.
Yeah, it's a kid. What are you doing?
Because I don't like how the kid's dad votes.
Right.
The fuck is wrong with you?
You know, I saw something, speaking of just society just falling apart. Iran was sending jets here.
Huh?
And then Iran's got a bunch of ballistic missiles and shit. Ready really? To light up Washington? Yeah. You didn't see that? It was in I think it's Zazel channel on Telegram.
No, but that doesn't surprise me.
No, it doesn't.
Just do it already, for fuck's sake.
Israel's going after Tyr, all right?
Yeah.
In Lebanon. You know, with the Roman architecture and shit. Yes. You know, been there forever.
Yeah. Well, the Christian heritage sites, yeah. Hey, this is not a surprise. The Department of Justice does not plan to arrest Dr. Fauci and is expected to let the statute of limitations for lying to Congress expire.
We know he lied.
Shocked, I tell you. Shocked.
We know he lied. We know he did this. We know he did all sorts of shit. We're just going to let it expire.
We know he is a mass murderer.
We're not going to worry about it.
No.
That's what... There is no law anymore.
No,
there is literally no rule of law anymore. None. None.
He is accessory to how many deaths?
Right. My son still doesn't have his smell all the way back.
Yeah.
I know. You got to go to war for Israel. Fuck you.
Fuck you. Yeah. Speaking of war, Trump was signing some bill or something at the White House and had a bunch of kids around him. And he literally looked at the kids and said, and I quote, "Iran was 2 weeks away from killing you."
What?
Dear Comet.
Oh, did you see the news about Apophis?
No.
They've been talking about it here lately. It's getting close. It's not going to hit us, but it's close.
Just do it.
Speaking of John Fetterman, he is a thing of our next story here. He confirmed what everyone has suspected. Barack Obama has been showing up on Capitol Hill weekly, issuing marching orders to Democrats in both chambers of Congress. He said, "I don't know who he thinks elected him to do that, but it wasn't the people I serve."
Yeah, he ain't wrong.
You remember, what was it? I think we're going on 2 years now, that there was the article, I want to say it was like Time Magazine, about the quote-unquote shadow government that they admitted was there. I think we now know who's running it. Old boss trying to be the new boss again.
He's a turd.
Yeah. Oh, Big Mike kicked me out of the house.
Yo, Big Mike. I gotta find something else to do.
Now we go to Arcadia, California, where their mayor, Eileen Wang,
Wang,
has admitted to acting as a foreign agent for China in a new plea deal. Anybody shocked at all by this?
Anybody shocked she's not going to do time?
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's see. Sources confirmed to Fox News that the UAE, United Arab Emirates, are carrying out military strikes inside Iran. That's funny. I was told by a certain person that there was a ceasefire.
It's going to be huge.
Yeah.
Huge. Have they opened up the Straits of Hormuz yet? Or is it still blocked?
Who cares? Because it was opened and we started bombing and then they closed it. But it was open before we said we were opening it, but it was already open. And who's getting rich off this is the real question.
Right now, Israel attacks Lebanon, drone hits UAE Baraka nuclear site.
Oh, lovely. Because UAE is hitting Iran, so they're going to hit back, of course.
So Israel is...
still running the show.
Yeah. Isn't real is still going out of its way to be...
to be greater, isn't it, real?
Yeah. Yay.
Fantastic. The Seattle Teachers Union just elected a new president. Ibijuke Iduwu.
What the fuck did you just say to me?
I probably cursed you out in a weird foreign language that I don't understand, but she is currently on leave and under investigation for abusing a student, but is now the new head of the Seattle Teachers Union.
Sure.
What? Get your kids out of public schools.
Get your kids out of Seattle. Where the fuck? What the fuck?
Are you doing? Go to Eastern Washington. Greater Idaho.
Huh. Yeah, good luck with that.
Well, Alberta in Canada has been trying to get independence, and a Canadian Supreme Court has said you're not allowed to do that.
Huh?
The Canadian court said that Alberta is not allowed to withdraw from the country.
Why not?
Isn't that the point of getting away from the country is to say, fuck you, we ain't going by what you say? Why are you even in court over this?
You should just don't do it.
Yeah. Fuck you, we're not a part of your country. That's real simple.
Look, we made a law, we're not part of it. Ta-da!
Yeah, that doesn't apply to us. Thank you, fuck you, goodbye.
Well, when everyone stops paying taxes.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, hey, Charles over there in England land.
Hey, Chucky!
Guess what he said this week? This is the part of the program where we say, we told you so.
Oh, this is fun. This is going to be happening to us here soon. Yay!
Quote, my ministers will also proceed with the introduction of digital ID. Told you it was coming.
We'll be able to buy or sell.
Yep. Some people would call it a mark. And it's a part of a book. I'm just saying.
Not going to take it.
Nope. You can fuck straight the way off. So.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, the CIA whistleblower. Did you see this guy's testimony?
No.
Oh, boy. Well, the CIA whistleblower was testifying before a congressional committee. No Democrats showed up to this, by the way. None.
Sure.
And this is, he was saying things like this. The CIA apparently went into Tulsi Gabbard's office and took 40 boxes of JFK and MK Ultra files out of her office.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
The whistleblower also alleges the CIA illegally monitored the computer and phone usage of Gabbard's investigators during the probe into the COVID origin cover-up, saying these Americans were spied on illegally while carrying out duties directed by the president and under the authority of the Director of National Intelligence. So now you know who's really covering it all up. The CIA. And who runs the CIA? Tiny Hats.
Yay!
Yep.
Isn't it fun?
It's another one of those, we told you that there is no political solution. It doesn't matter which side you vote for because the machine is in place. Yeah. Something leaked out here. Democrats, including Peter Buttgiggles, are now sending out promotional emails ahead of the upcoming midterm elections. Guess what they're calling for?
Jesus, what?
The abolition of the Electoral College.
This is going to get bad.
If that happens, just hear me out. If that happens, the Electoral College is gone, which is what Democrats want. They're openly saying this and now pushing for it. Then a candidate for president would only have to win Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York to become president. The popular votes. And that's how you get a civil war.
Yeah, that's...
My vote don't mean anything? Cool. I'm not a part of your country. I'm not paying taxes. You better send bachelors. They're literally openly calling for it now. Yay.
Yeah, I don't get it. It's...
Oh, I do, because it's going to get a whole lot worse, sadly. So, all right. But hey, we're on the right side, right? No, you're not, because White House counterterrorism official Dr. Sebastian Gorka says certain speech should be treated as incitement of violence under government standards. Now, what speech could he possibly be talking about? You already know where this is going. Anti-Israel speech could be defined as an incitement to violence while linking those protesters to Iran and Russia, saying, quote, we are going to map out these individuals.
Wonderful.
If you want to know who really rules you, figure out who you can't criticize. So saying, I don't like Israel, they want to say is an incitement to violence.
Well, that's... I know.
Yeah, that's...
What okay. Can you do?
Nothing I can say on here.
Yeah, well.
But hey, this is not shocking and... could be very bad at all. Divers doing a routine maintenance check at the Converse Reservoir Dam in Mobile, Alabama, guess what they found?
What?
An IED on the dam.
Of course.
They discovered an underwater grenade-type IED. FBI bomb squad had to be called in to safely detonate it. The reservoir and dam are critical infrastructure, and this is being called an unprecedented threat. Homeland Security has been made aware of the situation.
Well, what'd they do? Anything?
Nah, I did not see an update after the FBI bomb squad detonated it. Or safely got it away from the dam and then detonated it. Infrastructure attacks. I've seen this before.
I'm surprised they even made it on the dam. News, to be honest with
you. Well, it wasn't on normal news. It was on things that we know. So, All right. Moving on here. Hey, as a shock to nobody, the World Health Organization is saying that ivermectin is not an effective treatment for the hentai virus and reiterates that, but the risk for the general population right now is still low. Hentai virus makes tentacles grow out of nether regions.
Oh, shit!
Yeah. Japs love it. They're like, in fact, man, yeah, it's weird. And then they go, hee-hee.
Make you bame.
One, two, three.
Oh, my.
apparently, Congo and somewhere over there, Uganda, Ebola's back.
That came out killed like 80 people.
Yeah. It's weird that the hentai virus and Ebola is back now to distract you from all the other shit that was meant to distract you from all this. But speaking of distraction, Vince, it's been a couple weeks and a bunch of UFO shit came out.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, the presidential unsealing and reporting of the UAPs. Go to www.war.gov/UFO. And it's all a bunch of shit. And, you know, everyone was kind of quiet about it. It didn't even make the fucking news. There wasn't breaking news. The UFO files have been unsealed.
Yeah, that's weird, isn't
Nothing.
It?
Quiet.
Everybody's real quiet about this.
Everybody's real quiet about it.
Really?
Why?
Yeah, that's the question, is why is nobody saying a damn word about this after this was the big thing you guys wanted?
Tim Burchett?
Yeah.
He said there was stuff in it that's going to keep people up at night.
Yeah. And I'm like, this is the shit Alex Jones was talking about 30 years ago.
Well, and that's, one of the, thank you, Justin, for this. One of the articles in the New York Post that they've talked about these guys forever. That the New York Post would come up. Holy crap. Four alien species have been pulled from the crash UFOs, ex-government researcher claims. Which, you know, this is what he's claiming. It's not in the, you know,
files,
it's not
but this
in
is the guy that worked in the stuff.
Right. But it looks like you got a bug, a gray, a reptilian, and a tall Nord. That's the standard. That's what they, you know.
That's what they've always said, yeah. The bugs are kind of new, but that makes me think of, what was the movie with Dina Meyer?
Starship Troopers?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good movie.
It's odd to see this stuff and not get any coverage. There were pictures taken of the lunar surface, Apollo 11,
yes,
that were declassified. I don't know. It's pretty much everything that everybody knew, but apparently there are more coming out.
That's what they are saying.
And the next batch will be like insane.
So you think that this first release was like a teaser taste?
Yeah.
And then they're going to start dropping the big stuff?
Yeah, I don't know why they just didn't drop the big stuff before. I don't know why you haven't apologized to people in Arizona.
Right. Yeah, that ain't no shit.
I don't know. Like, you made fun of them.
Yeah. Yeah, that governor or the governor's aide or whatever it was. Yeah.
Yeah. The Phoenix Lights.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they came out the next day and said, oh, we caught the suspect. And there's a guy in a fucking alien costume.
Yeah, gray. Oh, yeah, Aryan. Like, here we are all these years later. Yeah, that shit was real. Sorry.
Well, the guy came out and was like, yeah, I'm sorry about that. That was fucking...
I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, that's something I shouldn't have done.
Yeah.
No shit, you think?
Right. All right, yeah. So UFOs...
It didn't make the news. There's UFOs. There's people. But here again, you know, can you trust the government?
Nope.
They've got, you know, files on fucking UFOs, but they can't... Arrest anybody.
Kids.
Yeah, you can't arrest anybody on the Epstein files.
Oh, yeah, here's some UFOs. Here you go.
Yeah, look at this over here.
Yeah.
Oh, forget Fauci. About all this, forget about, yeah. All the people that died, Fauci. The kids. Fucking, yeah, forget about that.
Yeah, we're not going to get Fauci. No, Fauci's not. Yeah. We're not worried about Fauci. No. We're not worried about the fucking kid fuckers on the Epstein list either. Ah, you hear? Here's aliens.
Yeah, look over here. No, well, Werner Braun Braun.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He said, you know, when they start pulling the alien card, you know, that's bullshit.
And you know that it's the game is at the end, is what he said.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this would be the guy that knew it, by the way. Snazzy dresser, though.
Yeah. Hugo Boss is,
fuck yeah.
Clean.
40s Hugo Boss. Clean lines.
Real clean.
Oven clean.
Oh, wow.
Fucking Hugo Boss outfits and Mercedes Benz. Fuck yeah.
God damn, that's a tight look, man.
It is. That is style.
Here we are.
All right, moving on before we absolutely get destroyed here. Trump this week reiterated that your financial situations, you know, struggling Americans with your $5 a gallon gas, are less important than the Iran war. He said, that's right, that's a perfect statement, and I would make it again. I don't care that costs are up so high as long as we keep fucking with Iran for the tiny heads.
Look, I don't care about how much it costs out here and you guys are struggling. As long as your taxes are going to Israel and we're doing what they want, fuck you guys.
Yep, there it is.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Which raises my question here. How is this making America great again? Or is this making Israel great?
Yeah, we're making Israel great again.
Okay, that's yeah, gotcha. Hey, how about some good news? Well, it's a fucking horrid situation that has an ending here. That FedEx driver who kidnapped and murdered 7-year-old Athena Strand was sentenced to death this week, but death is too good for this piece of shit. And
So what happened?
Oh, where he got her on the FedEx truck and
No. I know what happened. What I'm trying to get at here is when.
That's no date has been put, but he has been sentenced to dying. But I'm sure it'll be here, take this shot and you'll just go to sleep instead of you should be made to have pain for the rest of your life. And
so he's gonna be, I don't wanna feed him.
Right.
I don't want to keep him alive. I don't want to pay to keep him alive. I'll do it for free.
I want a fucking blood eagle, personally.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I'll do it for free. I'll bring my own shit. What are we waiting? What are we waiting for?
We need to buy a couple GoPros and live stream it. But yeah,
yeah, we can make money off that.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Why am I paying to keep this fucker alive, and then paying to kill him?
Yeah,
treat it like jury duty.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, you got to pull the trigger. Okay.
All right, cool. It's my civic duty. Bang. Yeah,
what'd this guy do? Oh, he raped a kid. Okay. Gotcha. He raped and murdered a kid. Oh, okay, cool. Bang.
Done. Next. Well, don't you feel bad? Nope.
Nope.
I should feel pretty good about it. I'm gonna tell you.
Line up 15 more. I'll do this all day.
Yeah. How much ammo you got?
I'll bring my own.
When do we get to go to D.C. or the Fancy Island?
That's,
you know, you fuck with kids, you should.
Yeah, I don't get it. And now we got pay to keep this fucker.
Right.
All right.
Well, he gets his appeals, and so he's sitting out.
No, he don't get to appeal shit.
You mess with kids, you lose all rights to everything. You are dead.
Yeah.
It's real simple.
Bye-bye.
All right. Moving on here. Hey, Trump went to China. And apparently he got marching orders. Yes. And he now says, Trump says Taiwan should not have moved against independence after he met with the Chinese Winnie Pooh.
Taiwan It's not to be free.
I'll put it this way. I don't want anyone to become independent. And, you know, we'd have to travel 9,500 miles to fight. I don't want that, is what he said.
We are celebrating our independence in America.
But you cannot have it.
But the Taiwan cannot have independence.
He also stated that Taiwan wants to get into a war itself, and called on Taiwanese chip manufacturers to relocate their factories to the U.S.
Is it real? Needs to... they need those.
Yeah, and all they also, let's see, Trump administration stated that arms sales to Taiwan are currently on hold. Meanwhile, Israel, who is fucking murdering kids, by the way, just in case you didn't know that, are getting billions in arms sales. How about, hear me out, we cut off all arms sales to all countries and all foreign aid?
Oh, that is the most ridiculous.
I think so. But how about American money, shockingly, stays in America?
Oh.
I don't know.
This is why I cannot be elected to anything.
I can't.
I would get assassinated in 20 hours. I wouldn't even make it 24.
I don't know. Don't care.
But hey, did you see this leaked internal AutoZone memo?
No.
Machinery all around the world, especially here in the U.S., runs on two things. It runs on gas, and it runs on oil.
Oh.
And this leaked internal AutoZone memo says, quote, "We are facing the largest supply shortage of lubricating fluids in the modern history of America. Realistically, middle-of-the-road estimates are for our average available supply in this product category to drop by 40%. This is what makes your cars run. This is what makes machines run. And we're losing 40% of it.
60.
60?
Well, you said it's going to drop to 40%.
No, it's going to drop by 40%.
Oh, okay.
That's really bad. Like, all the stuff you rely on to keep life going.
Like, yeah. Oil
power,
and
power plants.
Oil and transformers.
Water pumps.
Yeah, I mean, it's the list goes on. I mean, plastics.
Yeah.
It's oils. We're fucked. We're so cooked.
But hey, there's also this. Due to the fertilizer shortage that's currently going on, which is about the same, dropped by about 60%, or dropped by about 40%, over 8 billion acres have not been planted this year.
You got to have that digital ID so you can get your shit. Mm-hmm.
Which means food prices for the next season are going to probably damn near double on some things. So we ain't got the lubricating fluids to make the machines run, and now we're not going to have 8 billion acres of wheat and corn and soybeans planted. That's really, really bad, by the way. Just letting you know you should be stocking up now.
Oil's going to be a new toilet paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go buy, you better be going by in a case. All right.
Last story.
Last story of the week.
Thank God.
Vince, do you remember there was a tragedy? Sorry, about went into pure norm. Reminds me of that tragedy. That happened over there in New York, somewhere around the middle of early September in 2001.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah. Well, the president of the Zionist Organization of America says that they have discovered new evidence as to who was behind the tragedy.
Oh. Oh, yeah?
Guess what country they're saying is behind it.
Iran.
Yes.
Wow.
That they have found new evidence that links them directly to the 9/11 attacks, so the war has to continue.
Sure.
It says if nothing is done about Iran, a major American city could get nuked.
So did Iran give the Israeli dancing Israelis there to document it? Did they give them a heads up?
That's a good question. He said Iran was behind 9/11. This is the most important war to protect America, the West, and Israel since World War II.
Good.
Huh. So Iran runs the CIA?
Good.
First it was the Saudis. Then no, it wasn't the Saudis with their magical non-burning passports. Because you can't say it was them, because it will. Yeah, it was Al-Qaeda. It was Osama. It was Bin Laden there, who was a CIA plant, by the way, because he used to work for the CIA. That's documented. Now, okay, we killed him. No, but we need another war going. So, it was Iran. Iran was behind it. That's what it was. That's right. 25 years later, we figure it out. Nah. I ain't buying what you're selling, kid. So.
Yeah.
We ain't sending the people to die for you. That's it.
Yeah, the dancing Israelis that went on that fucking TV show and said, yeah, we were there to document the event.
Yeah.
You knew?
Oh, Lucky Larry, the magically knew and took out a insurance policy the week before. Huh?
Israel was really nice to them.
Yeah. Or
Iran was really nice to them.
Yeah, weird.
Gave them a heads up and everything.
Yeah, and you wouldn't think that Iran would do that for Israel.
Now you're mad at them? Jeez, why would they give you the heads up if you're mad at them now?
Yeah, that don't make any sense.
That's crazy. I'm
trying to figure it out. You got any final thoughts this week?
Yeah, keep a stick on the ice. When we don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
You can't take the high road, take the high ground. Shit's just going to get worse.
Yay.
We'll talk to everybody next week.
Bye.
Bye.